Hi everyone. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you're enjoying. K-Babies went first. They have music on Bandcamp if you'd like to listen. And they're also selling merch over there. And they asked me to shout out Good and Weird Davis on Instagram. And up next, we have Maya McNeil, who is an old Weffy. She was on Weff staff a few years ago. And she's going to play some Scottish-American folk music. And just a reminder, we have cookies and some water over there. And we're also selling screen-printed Weff merch, if you're interested. Enjoy.
Thank you so much. I'm a Scottish-American folk musician. So what does that mean? That means that my people are from Scotland and I live in America. And where are you guys from? I play Scottish music, I play Irish music, and I'm also an American folk singer. And that's a big umbrella. But yeah, thank you for having me. Weffies in the house. Who's the crafts director? Are they here? I love you. If you do it 2 years in a row, I'll be your support team. Okay. All right. Oh, and I'm the trio, by the way. I'm Maya McNeil Trio, just solo. But I'd like you to imagine a really lovely stand-up bass right here. Give them a hand. Yeah, great. Yeah. And actually, there's four of us, but. Anyway, my guys had to take care of their dads this weekend instead, which is great. We should take care of our dads. So I have the honor of doing this solo for you. When I grow up, I wanna be an old woman. I grew up, I wanna be an old woman. A really old and old and old woman. Then I think I'll find me an old. Just marry me, that old love. A really old and old and old love. Then we'll have 120 babies. 5, 10, 15, 120 babies. That's right, a starry galaxy of tiny babies. We'll raise them on tiger's milk and green bananas. Mangoes and coconuts and watermelon. Yeah, we'll give them that watermelon when they start yelling. Here's what they yell. In the summertime, we'll sit and watch the sun melt in the winter time. We'll sit and watch the moon freeze. Yeah, me and my old love and 120 babies. 'Cause when I grow up, I'm gonna be free. Dig my soul and pray. strong and true. Thank you. That is a poem by the psychologist and mythologist Sharon Blackie, who's written some very incredible works, including a book called Haggitude and If Women Rose Rooted. And she is over there in Scotland. And this next song I started writing when I was 17 here in Davis. I used to be one of those little punk kids smoking cigarettes on the quad when you're not supposed to be at Whole Earth Festival. And then I repented by joining staff and did crafts for 2 years, and then I was the art director for a year. And it feels like such a treat to get to sing to the staff here and everybody that's coming to support. You guys put in so much time and love, straight up love, because I know you don't get paid much, so thank you so much for putting this precious festival on. So I started writing this song, or started coming about when I was 17. I got pregnant at 17 and was like, okay, I'm definitely not ready to be a parent. Oh shit, what do I do? Can't tell my parents. I felt very ashamed about it, and got my own Medi-Cal and went to the clinic here in Davis. And I didn't finish this song until I was in Scotland 2 years ago, when Roe versus Wade got gutted, and we're now in this long, bloody, awful aftermath, and still fighting it. But that really gave me the impetus to finally finish this song. It's called When You're Ready.
Thank you.
about lives they don't live or understand. Might be quiet if they knew. Might be kinder if they knew. Might be wiser if they knew. Might just fight for the rights to choose all the ways of being me and you. Scotland, and people are passionate there, and they're bitter, and they're strong, but they don't talk about emotions too much, and it really was powerful to have women in their 70s, girls in their teens coming up, not even introducing themselves and being like, this happened to me when I was this age. I gave my kid up for adoption and didn't see them for 30 years. Like, it was, you know, it's a story that's so many people carry, and we carry alone, and we carry privately the responsibility of it. And I just speak to this because the Whole Earth Festival is art and music, but it's also education and action, and it's a beautiful thing. So thank you for the vastness of what the Whole Earth Festival is, and you'll never know how far out it goes into the world. So yeah, keep it up. Is the guitar really loud for you guys?
Perfect.
Okay, can I have the guitar down a little bit in my monitor, please? Thank you. Catch a boat to England, baby. Maybe to Spain, wherever I'm gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I've gone, the blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, mama. Down the line, I'll wait. It's really nice to be performing. I don't often perform here, but it's good to be back in the hometown, and it's been pretty shitty to be in my hometown the last 6 months. We lost my little sister in November, and music and story has been probably the thing that's kept me alive. And her name was Keelan, and it's been really rough. And a good friend of mine, an amazing astrologer over in Sonoma area, gifted me a tuition to a course called Voices of Celtic Wisdom, because she knew that that's what I needed. That was probably the medicine that I needed to go out of my sphere, across the sea even, and listen to story. And one of the storytellers, a guy named Dougie McKay from Edinburgh, told the story of how fire came to Scotland on winter solstice. And I love a lot of story, but I've never had a story grab me. And I think I was probably at a time where I really needed to be grabbed. I was quite available to be taken away, spirited away, because I am and have been in such an intense amount of grief. And the story is so sweet, and I'm going to try to keep it really short just to give context to the song that I created from it and for my sister. It's the story of the firetail bird. So in Scotland, a long time ago, there was no fire. Can you imagine being somewhere that cold and miserable and not have any fire to warm you or dry your clothes or cook your food? It'd be pretty miserable. And during that time, and till today and beyond, when we die, we go across the sea, we go across these nine waves to the shores of Tiernanog, which is the place of the old race that used to live on this earth, at least those islands, called the Tuatha De Danann. And at some point, millennia ago, they left the continent for us humans to take over in all of our big and loud ways. And in Tiernanog, which is the place you go when you die, if you go there, you are in a place of eternal youth and abundance. The trees are blooming and fruiting at the same time. The streams are full of life, and you never grow old. But the cost to never grow old is all of your mortal memories. You will forget your lives. You'll forget everything. And some people don't want to do this. They don't want to forget their dreams, their families, their strifes, their battles, their losses and their wins and their stories. And so the gods allowed for these ceilidh halls, which is throughout Britain. Ceilidh halls are places where people play music and get together and tell stories and dance. These great wooden halls were built on the shore of Tiernanog, and that's where people could go after they'd passed and be together, and they'd retain their memories, and they got to sit around the fire and tell stories and sing songs, and they would grow old over time, but they would wait there for their loved ones and share story. And the birds of Tiernanog, all the colors, all the sizes, everything you could possibly imagine and beyond what you can imagine, lived on this island. And they would come down and they would roost in the rafters of the ceilidh halls. and listen to the stories and lend their harmonies to the songs. And one little tiny bird, one just brown, black, simple, plain little bird, just was so curious about who these people left behind. What are these stories that they're talking about? And so it would get closer and closer to the fire, and it soon began to put together through its very good listening and its big heart that there was no fire on the mainland of Scotland. And they were like, that's terrible. How do you suffer all of your life and then come to somewhere so wonderful? So this little tiny bird, this little brown and black bird, flew to the top of the mountain, to the Dagda, to the chieftain of the gods, which I would be very intimidated to go talk to the chieftain of the gods, and said, may I take fire to the mainland? And the chieftain was so impressed by this little tiny bird that he said, yes, as long as you give it to somebody that is bold, kind, just, and good. And I'll keep the story shorter here, in that the bird took a little coal of fire and went back over to the mainland, over the nine waves, and met a hunter who didn't want the coal, but maybe wanted the bird's feathers, so didn't give the coal to the hunter, but went on their way very quickly, and met warriors and chiefs, and they just wanted to see what the fire could do for them in gaining more power, and the bird knew it wasn't for them to be responsible for either. They couldn't find anybody, and so eventually the bird gave up and started flying back towards the coast and grew very sick and sad in her little heart and landed on the sand and laid there until a little child came and picked up the bird and put her in her pocket right next to her warm heart and took the bird home to her mother. And they nursed this bird back to health. And when the bird was well enough, the bird turned and had been watching the mom through all of its recovery and said, are you bold and just and good? Would you take on this great responsibility if I gave it to you? And the mom said, I really have a lot going on. I have all these kids I'm taking care of and, you know, this whole farm and the animals, and I just don't think I'm the champion that you're looking for. And I don't even know what this responsibility is, but I don't think I could do it service. And so the bird thought for a moment and said, okay, well, would you mind just building me a little dry nest on the floor right here on the stone? And the mom said, of course I could do that for you. And she built this little nest, and the bird walked up and placed the coal inside of the nest, and that is how fire was born in Scotland. Because of a mother and a child and a brave tiny little bird. And this story means so much to me because of my broken heart, but also where we are in the world right now, and that it doesn't take much to enact great change, especially by example, especially by bravery that comes from the heart. So that is a shorter story of the Firetail Bird, and now I'm gonna sing you the song that came from it.
Some won't trade
their memories for the riches of eternity. So they wait for their families on the golden shores of Tiananmen. Listening for something played on the heartstring, love running downstream to the shore. Fisherwoman, long golden hair. Have you met her over there in the Cayley halls of old? Brave little someone, braving the cold, you laid fire in the hearth with your heart of gold. And remember me to the girl I love. Will you take me to when my time has come? Sing where you come from, sing where you go, and remember the brave little fire tale. Sing when your time comes, sing when you go, and fly home in the heart of the firetail bird. Listening for something played on the heartstring, love running downstream to the shore. Listening for something played on the heartstring, love running downstream to the shore.
That song sounds especially excellent with Ben Pearl, who was also on staff, who is one of my bandmates, and he would be here if he wasn't in Argentina. Two more? How are we doing on time?
I think we've got about 7 minutes. Was that last song the origin of Cotton Eye Joe?
What's that?
Was that last song the inspiration of Cotton Eye Joe?
No, but that makes sense. That's funny. No, I would never sing that song. We can talk about that later. But yeah, oh no, Mike, now that's... I'm never going to get that out of my head. How are we doing on time? I didn't hear what you said.
Seven.
More minutes. Can we have a hand for the sound?
In training, guys. Give him lots of support. It's no pressure, it's Mike Erickson. Okay. All right, I'm gonna do two more songs and I will end on a happy note, kind of, I promise. But this song I actually played, I opened for somebody named Gil Landry down in Boulder Creek. And after the show, my dear buddy Alan Miller came out and he was like, you guys should like do something together. You should like write a song, because he's like kind of like dark country, Gil Landry. And he was like, you should write a song about like when the power goes out or something, you know, like the grid turns off. And I was like, that's so on the nose, I don't know, you know? And then my wheels started turning and then I wrote this song. So thanks, Alan.
It's called Lamplit.
Oh, wow. Toes all over the place.
devil's been doing what he pleases. Yeah, the devil's been doing what he pleases.
It's on the 13th, 14th?
Yeah.
All right.
Friday.
Friday?
Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day? Is it always on Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy-ish. If you need to get up and move yourself, this would be the song. And if you want to help me out because my band is invisible, with some, percussion or whatever, please get down with me. All right, this is called Rock Bottom. Thank you so much.
Backwards to the to the right, might get knocked down, but we get back up alright. Gonna dance on to the night, and we'll sing until the morning light.
Okay, here's the guitar solo.
Rocky bottom, river flowing through. Won't you bring down the rain? We got more growing to do. Calling to yeah, Mother Nature, son, son and daughter, holy water, I am praying to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Say when the work is done on that mighty ship, hey, we call it liberation. Might not make it to see the divine day, but we're gonna build it anyway. We're gonna build it anyway.
I need you to put your hands together. Let those knees go, okay?
Rock bottom, rock bottom to the top. Keep it moving, yeah, we don't ever stop, yeah. Keep it grooving, carving down the line. Gonna make it in good time. Ooh, we'll make it in good time.
Thank you. All right, Bamba Fried Rice, Jessica Malo, Lisa, so much good music. Thank you for having me.